How good are you to negotiate things in a meeting? How good are you to influence others in a positive way, you know, from an idea perspective, or to defend a topic, to defend your ideas, to express your opinion? Reflect on all of that when you are speaking in your native language. Be critical. Ask for feedback as well. Like, you can ask your a colleague or someone in your team or your boss to know what are the gaps you have in terms of being a better leader or a better professional in your area of expertise. This will help you tremendously afterwards when you're trying to speak English in meetings or at events, because you will know that you're not, let's say, good enough in certain situations. For example, you know that there's a project, you're not fully clear on it, and it's very difficult for you to find the right argument in order to influence others. Or it might be that when people start not agreeing with you, you start to get a bit more heated and you lose the relationship or the contact with the person, and therefore the person is not open anymore for negotiation, because on your end, you became much more like, not aggressive, but more emotional, and it kind of weakens the negotiation for you to influence others. It can also be a feedback that you get from other might be that your vision is not clear. Yes, you are a great expert, but people don't know what is it that you're trying to achieve with the department. What is your vision? What is your ambition? Or it could be that you have a great ambition, you have a great style of communicating, but you're not good at tracking the progress of what you're doing. So that might be an area for improvement. So understand what are your strengths as a leader and what are your weaknesses or areas for improvements. And then when you have that, and here I'm talking, as I said, in your native environment. Once you have that, then you know what is it that you have to work on in English. So if you're good naturally in negotiation, okay, then go and test yourself. Speak up. Have fun, let's say, in imagining certain situation and speaking out loud. Record yourself. Test that with a colleague or with a coach. It can be that you are naturally good at socializing. Same thing. Then train that. You learn the vocabulary that you need in order to be good at that, and you speak out. You really training and try it to make the learning faster by being active. Now, the areas that are more weaknesses, same thing. You need to have a different approach, because it means that you also need to train that when you are in your native environment. So if you know that you're not good enough to express the vision, or you're not good enough when it comes about selling, saying what the price of the product is and selling the features of the product, etc. If you know that's already a weakness in your natural native environment, then try to work on it already in your native environment. Once you feel more comfortable on that, like once you found tactics to improve that, then you can work on it a bit more actively in an English environment. Because if, let's assume you're not good at communicating, let's say when you disagree on something, you don't like conflict, and therefore you just try to please people, and you're not going to really engage further if the person in front of you highly disagree with your project or with your perspective. If you immediately try to improve yourself being with an English speaker or in an English environment, it's going to be even more stressful for you to speak fluently because your mindset is not going to be the right one. You're going to be very uncomfortable already naturally. And on top of that, you're going to try to speak English. It's going to be very stressful. So rather first try to test yourself in your native environment on how to keep on the dialogue and the discussion, even when the person in front of you is disagreeing. It can be, for example, even with your team or with a customer where you tell your team member, here, I don't agree that you judge, for example, that you achieve this on that project, but I see it differently. I think that was not what we agreed on. We were aiming at doing this differently or higher. Test yourself and try it. It's going to be a bit uncomfortable at the beginning. Find a support system as well via at work or via coaches or other in order to get tactics to help you with those situations as a leader that you're not good at yet. Once you've tried a little bit in real situation, then that's when you can start looking in English to say, okay, how do I simulate that to explain that I disagree, that there to put a bit some nuance in English so that it's not a confrontational, no, I disagree, you're fully wrong, but rather I hear your point, I would have done it differently, or I hear your point, but let's just agree that we can disagree on that one, or let's agree that we need to make some further investigation on each on our end, and then we meet again in 1 week once we have more elements in order to continue on our exchange. So this will be clear to you on how to approach those conflicts if it's already a little bit more natural in your native environment. If you're eager to accelerate your career on the international scene, you're welcome to go to mylibertytv.com and look at our offer about doing a bootcamp.